new Hot 96.9.
All right, man. Everyone got to be James Bond these freaking days if you're single and trying to get into a relationship, because you can't just meet somebody, you know, and be like, hey, tell me about yourself. And they tell you about themselves. You tell them about yourselves, and you're off and running. No.
You can't just believe everything they're telling you.
You can't believe what people are saying you. It's the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9. One of the girls, because he cheated on Khloe Kardashian multiple times with multiple women. But one of the girls that Tristan Thompson cheated with said that she didn't know that he was in a relationship. She didn't know. She didn't dig deep enough. You know, like, she didn't turn on the television.
I know. I'm like, you really didn't have to dig that deep.
Yeah. She knew they were dating, but she didn't know how serious they were, let alone that she was pregnant. This is one of the chicks he messed with back in October.
Right. Let's take that liar out of the equation. Mm-hmm. In everyday situations, like, I know, Melissa, I know, for example, for you, you probably, when you meet a guy, you do some sort of digging to find out what his situation is, no matter what
he
tells you.
Trying to get that intel.
Some might even say I do too much digging, to the point where I actually found out recently that a guy was lying to me about where he lived. He said his profile said he was in Middleborough, but when I found him on Facebook, he's actually in New Jersey.
Right.
And when I called him out on it, he blocked me.
Right.
So why do I lie about something like that?
But see, I wouldn't say that that's doing too much digging. I actually think that you should do as much digging as possible. And then when you call a person on it, if that person's like, well, wait a second, let me explain what's going on, then you're able to tidy up any things. But in the case with Melissa, once she called him on it, he was like, yo, block, now you know there's an issue.
I wouldn't know how to go any further than just basic social media. And I think even on social media, you go on Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. If there's no indication of them being in a relationship, even if they are in a relationship, clearly they're open for business. So, go for it.
Well, I don't know about guys. Every woman has that friend who is the expert on social media. Like, things that you think you dig deep, but everyone has that friend who digs real deep. And you're like, how did you find that? Don't worry about it. So it's not, sometimes it's not just you.
Just ask him about last July.
Right, exactly.
Sog and the yellow pants.
I think, like, if you do, like you said, if you do your due diligence, it's easy to figure out, especially in the social media world, because once you go to a person's page, that page will tell you what's going on in this person's life. And now you can, like, you know, you can really make the decisions right there. So there should be no, oh, I didn't know this. I didn't know that.
And I'll even go so far as to say, and this is really bad, but if I'm talking to someone and they tell me they don't have a Facebook, I think there's something sketchy going on. I know, like, Mark Zuckerberg will thank me for saying that.
That means they're an alien.
Your best friend doesn't have one.
He doesn't. He's sketchy.
But does he have any social media? Like, you should have one social media. If you're not on Facebook, you should be on Instagram, Twitter. You should be able to be found somewhere out there in the atmosphere.
Yeah. No. Unless it's the bloggers for the town blogger, like, prison pages. Unless it's that. Yeah. No.
Michelle.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What happened to you?
So I was dating someone and I went as far as doing a background check. And he was a criminal. He was in jail for 10 years.
He was a criminal. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I need to ask, do you normally do background checks on dudes?
I don't, but since I did it on him and he ended up being a criminal, I decided to kind of start doing that as a thing because it wasn't something that he brought up.
Now, was there a reason why you did it? Was he doing something shady where you're like, let me do a background check on this dude? Or was it just random?
I don't know. It was just, you know, when you get that vibe off of someone, like, it's too good to be true. Like Ramiro said, if they're too trustworthy, you kind of have to dig in deeper. And then I found out that,
yeah, whenever he talked about his life, he would be like, he'd talk up until 2002, and then he wouldn't start up again until 2013.
Like, you know what I want to hear?
What happened to those 11 years? I don't worry about it.
Why is it always the guys that are the sketchy ones? I want to hear right now if a guy can call in and say he did a background check on a girl, and the girl was mad sketchy, she completely lied about it.
You know why?
That's what I want to hear.
It's because, you know, most guys are idiots, right? And so they don't know how to do all this thing. They can barely log into Facebook.
You're right.
You want them to be able to do due diligence
that's
and
true.
Put phone numbers in here and decode messages?
Yeah.
And guys,
the guy's like, What's my password again?
That is very true.
And then it's like he gets to the point, he's like, even if I find something on her, I don't care.
Right, she's hot. I don't care. She can be married. No one cares.
Irene, you have a good story?
Good morning. I think the first caller might have been dating the same guy. So, long story short, I met this guy online. Everything was awesome. But here and there, he would just leave me hanging. He wouldn't sleep over sometimes when it just made perfect sense. A coworker of mine thought that was a little odd. She actually Googled his phone number. It came up with a Facebook page, but it wasn't his name. It wasn't his picture, nothing. But after further digging, there were pictures of a woman with a giant rock on her finger, clearly his hand with hers. He had told me about this sister-in-law, this niece of his, actually ended up being his daughter and his wife.
What a dumbass.
I laugh because it's like some of these dudes, do you have an end game here?
Right, yes, that's true.
I want to see if that really works. Melissa, I'm Googling your phone number to see.
Mine's not on there. Do it with someone you know who's on there.
She said just put it in Google.
Do it with the last guy that she dated.
let me Google my phone.
Is it a Taunton? Is it a Taunton number?
It is, yeah.
Okay, yep, maybe I can guess that to us.
Ramiro Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.